This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua Sugyos Be'iyun. Today's subject is the Gemara in Samachei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ilah Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Mutar Loila Adam L'Shanois B'Dvar HaShalim. Person is allowed to deviate when it comes to peace. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Avichat Siva Kaisomru LiYosef Ana Sana, that the brother sent word to Yosef that dad, before he died, he asked that you should forgive us. Lahayav Nivra, Yaakov never said such a thing. But for the sake of peace, you can make up a story. Rav Nosson Oymer Mitzvah, Rav Nosson says, the mitzvah to lie for peace. Shenemar Vayomer Shmuel Eich Eilech V'Shama Shov Araguni. Shmuel said to Hashem, how could I point David? Shaul will kill me. So God said, tell him you're going to bring karbanos. Tevei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Gadol HaShalom. In the house, in the academy of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught peace is great. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu deviated. Because the Me'ikarak Siv Adoni Zakein. First, we find that Sarah laughed that her husband was too old, and then when God confronted Abraham, he said, why did Sarah laugh and say she's too old? So even God deviated for the sake of peace. So the Gemara comes out, you're allowed to lie for Shalom. So I want to share with you the following question. The Gemara in Ksuba says on Tezayin Amud Beis to Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Ketzad Meraktim Lefnei HaKala. How do you dance before the Kala? Rashi says, what do you say before the Kala? Beis Hillel says, Kala Kamoishahi. You say it as it is. What an ugly Kala. I guess you try to find something good to say. She was beautiful when she was born. And before she learned to speak, she was wonderful. But you can't exaggerate. You have to say it as it is. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, you say Kala Nova Chasuda. A beautiful, righteous Kala, even if it's not true. Here's the problem. The Mefarshim, on that halacha, explain that the only reason you're allowed to do it is because it's not outright sheker, but we can interpret your words as if what is called milsa de mesamra l'treyapi, something that can have two meanings. So for example, the Prisha and the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer, some Samachei, they say you could explain that what he means is na'a b'maseha. Shitaka, she's ugly. She's objectively hideous. But she has good actions. That's what you mean, Noah v'chasuda. Or the Tazu, the Marsha says, it means she's taka ugly, but for some reason, this Meshugana Chasan, he thinks she's beautiful. So Noah v'chasuda means Be'enei Chasan. So it's not an outright lie. The bottom line is, all the Mefarshim explain that the reason for the Heter is because it's not an outright lie. So in the Sefer Biurim V'Iyunim of Rav Binyamin Luban, who's Rosh Shiva of Yeshiva Taras Chaim in Florida, he has the following question. It says, Astira to Argamara. Because Argamara in Yavama says, Mutter loy la'adam l'shanois bedvar ha-shalom. That's mashma, you're allowed to lie for peace straight out. So why do all the Achorinim explain that the only reason you're allowed to say kale noa v'chasuda is because it could be interpreted to mean noa b'ma'aseha, noa b'enei ha-chasan, which implies you can't lie straight out. But our Gemara in Yavama seems to imply that he could lie straight out. And the Sefer Biurim V'Yunim gives the following answer. Saying Kala Noa V'Chasuda is not really Laman HaShalom. If they're getting married, presumably they're getting along. So what, you're not doing anything to avoid Machloikas over here. You're just trying to be Marbe Ava V'Achva Shalom V'Reyos. That you're not allowed to do with an overt lie. Masha'in Kain and Ar Gemara, all the situations were to avoid machloikas, to avoid strife. So to avoid strife, you could lie straight out. That's how the Biurim, the Unim, wants to answer the Stira. Again, the Stira is, Ar Gemara Nivama seems to say you could lie for peace, straight out. And the Achroinim in the Gemara Ksuba says, Zayin Mabez, Yizayin Malaf, seem to imply you could only say Kala Nova Chasuda because it could be interpreted to have another meaning. However, I'd like to suggest that according to the Aruch Laner here in the Gemara in Yevamos, there's no stira to begin with. Because the Aruch Laner asks, number one, what heter is there to lie? The Torah says, midvar sheker terchak. What do you mean, leman hashalom, you could lie? Leman hashalom, could you not put on tefillin? Leman hashalom, could you wear shatnez? Leman hashalom, could you eat treif? No. So why are you allowed to lie? Leman hashalom. Question number one. Question number two, why does the Gemara say mutar l'shanois? It should say mutar l'shaker. These are the two questions of the Aruch Laner. And the Aruch Laner answers that the Shvatim really didn't lie. Why? First of all, they didn't do it themselves. They sent a shliach. So maybe you could say, you know, it's like Amir al-Akam. They didn't lie. They sent somebody else to lie. Number two, says Al-Khanar, if you look carefully in the words of the Shvatim, they're extra words. Because in Bereishis, Paragnon, Pasuk Tazayin, Tiyad Zayin, the Pasuk says, Avicha tziva lefnei moisai, leimar, kai somru liyosef. Once they said leimar, why do they say kai somru liyosef? So this is what they meant. The intention of the Shvatim, says Aruch Laner, was to say Lishna d'mishtama l'trei api, a language that could be understood in two ways. Their intention was Avicha tziva lefnei moisai lemar. Dad commanded before his death, saying what? Whatever. We'll let you know a different time what he said. And then they said Koy seimru liyosef. So should be said to Yosef. But that wasn't coming from their father. So if you put the comma in the right place, they didn't lie overtly. So therefore, the Shvatim never lied straight out. So according to the Aruch Laner, there's no stira between Yevamos and Ksubis. You're right, in Ksubis, you're only allowed to say Kala Nova Chasuda because it could be interpreted Noe b'maseha, Noe b'nei Chasan. Likewise, in Yevamos, you're now to be Meshaker, you're allowed to be Meshane. You can't say an outright lie, you could say something that could have two meanings. So there's no stira in the first place. Now, how will the Aruch Laner understand how Hashem told Shmuel, tell Shaul you're bringing karbanos? That seems to be an outright lie. L'chayra, the Aruch Laner will say like the Marsha. The Marsha asks that, wait a second, what Shmuel said wasn't a lie because he did bring karbanos. And the Marsha says, yeah, but that was like a side thing. That wasn't the main thing. The main thing he was doing was appointing David HaMelech. So therefore, in fact, and by the way, the Tosfos Yeshanim here on the page says the same idea, that in fact, Shmuel, did bring karbanos. Shmuel did bring karbanos. So that's the case. So both in the example by the Shvatim and by Shaul, the halacha, we do not see more than you're allowed to say something that could have two interpretations. What will the Aruch Laner say regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Sheker, because Sarah laughed and she said, my husband is too old. And God said, why did Sarah say that she's too old? So again, there are two pshatim brought in the Das Dekeinu Mibalei HaTosfos Al HaTorah, that really, Sarah did say she's too old. She said, Acharei Beloisi Hoysa Li Edna. And she also said, V'adoini Zokin. So God said, why did Sarah laugh and say she's too old? She did say that. She happened also to say he's too old, and God left that part out. But the Aruch Laner will not be going like the other pshat, that God lied, so to speak. In other words, the other way to learn would be, Sarah said, Acharei Beloisi Hoysa Li Edna. After I'm worn out, Taka, I'm smooth again. But But my master is, in other words, the other way to read it was, Sarah never said she's too old. She says, you're right, after I was worn out, I became smooth again, so I could have a child, but my master is too old. So basically, according to the Aruch Laner, he would learn the Gemara in Yevamos that all these three scenarios are not outright lies, they're white lies, they're only saying a half a truth. Binyamin Gold, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, welcome. Very happy to see you. I want to ask you something when the shir is over. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, next Gemara. The Gemara Bamatsiyah Chav Gimel Amad Bez. The Gemara says, V'shloisha milsa Avida Rabban Lashanis Bidibirayu. Rabbis are allowed to lie about the following three things. B'masechta, b'poria, b'ushpiza. Somebody says, do you know this masechta? You're allowed to say no, midarach hanava. B'poria, somebody asks, according to Tosis, did you sleep in this bed? You're allowed to say no, because maybe they'll find Kerry in the bed. B'ushpiza, somebody said, how did the host treat you? You're allowed to say, not great. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe if you say the host was really gracious and generous, he'll have a lot of people staying in his house. The bottom line is, we see in that Gemara, this is another instance where you're allowed to lie. You're allowed to lie for humility. You're allowed to lie for tznius. Somebody asked, did you have tashma shamita? You're allowed to lie and say, no, midarcha tznius. That's how Rashi learns. And you're allowed to lie to protect a potential host. Now, the Rav Binyamin Luban is medayik, that if the Gemara says that you're allowed to lie laman hashalom, in our Gemara Yevamos, that implies you're only allowed to lie for peace. Furthermore, if the Gemara says gadol hashalom, that implies peace is great, that you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace, which implies you cannot lie for any other cause. So if that's true, if you're only allowed to lie for shalom, why are you allowed to lie for these three cases in Bava Metzia? So one answer would be, Tosfos in Bava Metzia says that, why does the Gemara say that you're allowed to lie for three things? What about Darkei Shalom? So Tosfos says all of these three things are Darkei Shalom. Now it's not so clear what the Shalom is in the Tznius or in the humility. By the way, the Rif disagrees. The Rif says that the reason why the Gemara Metzia did not say Mibnei HaShalom is because by Shalom, it's a mitzvah to lie. And by these three cases, it's only Rishus. But here's the question. Question is, this: even if you want to say that the Heter and the Gemara Bava Metzia is Laman HaShalom, but wait a second. The way we learned in the Aral Chaner, you're not allowed to lie overtly, Laman HaShalom. You can only say a half a truth. And yet in this Gemara Bava Metzia, it seems, you're allowed to lie straight out. Someone says, do you know Yevamos? You're allowed to say no, even if you happen to know it. What do you mean? I thought you're only allowed to say half a truth. Somebody said, did you sleep in this bed? Yeah, you say no. Well, I meant I didn't really sleep because I woke up five times. I mean, the Gemara says you're allowed to lie. And according to the Aruch Laner, now according to the Biurim V'Iyunim, who said you're allowed to lie straight out to avoid fighting, it's just you can only say a half a truth to add Ava V'Achva, then it's still not so good, because it would not seem that in these three cases where you're lying about a Masechta, it's to avoid fighting. But even according to the way we learned, again, we learned the Sugya and Yevamos based on the Aruch Laner, the Marsha, that you're not allowed to lie overtly for the sake of peace, only a half a lie. Why in Bava Metzia are you allowed to lie straight out? You hear the question? Everyone hear the question? I don't know. I appreciate everybody putting their name up. Maybe, I don't know if any, yeah, you understand my question? Are you there? No. Yeah. Again, there's a stira between Yevamos and Bava Metzia. And Yevamos, the way we learned the sugya, you can only lie if it's a half a lie. And yet, in Ksubis, it seems in Bava Metzia, you're allowed to lie straight out. Someone says, do you know the Masechta? You could say no. So how do we reconcile Yevamos, where you can only say a quasi-lie, and Bava Metzia, where you can lie straight out? I want to tell you an amazing answer. There's another Aruch Laner here on the Sugya and Yevamos. The Aruch Laner says, L'chaira, the Gemara forgot about another source that you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace. And that is, Avraham came to Sarah. Sarah, why'd you laugh? What did Sarah say? I didn't. Sarah said, I didn't laugh. So what do we see from there? The Aruch Laner says, we see from there, you're allowed to lie for peace. Here Avraham said straight out, why do you laugh? And Sarah said back, I didn't. So we see that you are allowed to lie for the sake of peace. That's the question of Aruch HaNer. Comes the Aruch HaNer, and the Aruch HaNer answers, that's not a raya. Because our Gemara is trying to say you're allowed to lie and take the initiative and say a lie even when not being confronted. But from Sarah, all you see is that when being confronted and you need to wiggle out of the situation, you could lie for the sake of peace. But from the Shvatim, we learn you're allowed to initiate a lie for the sake of peace. So we cannot learn out from Sarah that you are allowed to lie for the sake of peace, because we need a makar, you're allowed to initiate a lie, not wiggle out in a situation that already was existent. You hear that answer of the Aruch HaNer? In other words, Sarah is not a makar because Sarah was merely wiggling out of a tough situation. So of course you're allowed to lie in that case. Well, according to this Aruch HaNer, L'chaira, we have an answer to the stira between Yevamis and Bava Metzia. Why in Yevamis you're only allowed to say half a lie, and in Bava Metzia you're allowed to say a whole lie? Because the Aruch HaNer just said, we cannot learn out from Sarah that you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace, because Sarah was wiggling out of a situation. Now, when Sarah wiggled out of that situation, L'chaira, she was lying straight out. And we see then that if you're in a tough spot and someone puts you on the spot, you could lie straight out. So maybe that's why in Bava Metzia, if somebody says, did you learn the Masechta? Now you're on the spot. You're allowed to say no. Somebody says, did you sleep in the bed? You're on the spot. You're under the gun. You're allowed to say no. Somebody says, is this hose good? You're allowed to say no. Because when you're being misnatzel, you're allowed to wiggle out of the situation. Furthermore, when you're being misnatzel, you're allowed to say an overt lie, an obvious lie, a clear lie. So in Bava Metzia, when you're being put on the spot, you could lie straight out. Nobody would ever say you could go around saying, I don't know this Masechta, or this host is not gracious, or I didn't sleep on the bed. Only when somebody asks you and you're being misnatzel, then you could say a complete lie. That's how, l'chaira, we would answer the stira between Bava Metzia and Yevamis. In Bava Metzia, you're being misnatzel. In Yevamis, you're taking the initiative. Now, just to explain, what would the difference be between being under pressure or taking the initiative? Why would it be more lenient to be able to lie when you're under the gun? I believe as follows. The Isser of Sheker is different than other Isurim. It doesn't say not to do it. It says stay away from it. So therefore, you definitely can't take the initiative because you're not only you're not staying away from it, you're running after it. But if Sheker came running after you, where someone put you on the spot and now you're between a rock and a hard place, then maybe it's more lenient. So that okay, I hear what you're saying. But then let's say somebody asks you in a text. So you have a few minutes to think about it. So then it would be different. Right? Then it would come out, it depends on the situation. In other words, we're giving a blanket difference between initiation and being misnatzel. Okay, let me tell you another interesting thing. There's a Sefer Titein Emes Liyakov who brings two psakim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskind that let's say you're walking down the street and a guy pulls up and he says, you need a ride? and you're going to the right. And he said, I need a ride, but are you going in my direction? Now you're not, but you want to do a chesed. But you know he's not going to let you take him unless you say you're going in that direction. Are you allowed to lie and say, yeah, I'm going in that direction? Or, let's say somebody says, did you hear what the Mesh HaChachma says on this pasuk? And you know it. But you want to make the guy feel good and say, no, I don't know. You're allowed to lie. So the Sefer Biurim V'Yunim asks, according to him, that you're only allowed to lie overtly to avoid machloikis, but not to be moisif ava v'yachva. Why are you allowed to lie? But we could ask the same question on ourselves, because the way we've set up the sugya, we have three gemaras. We have Yevamos, we have Ksubis, we have Bamatzia. From Yevamos, we said, you can only say a white lie. And the reason is, because that's all the Torah allows you to do. And to Chasan and Kala, you can only say a white lie. Kala no v'chasuda, be'enei achasan, be'ma'aseh. I, why in Bar Mitzvah could you lie straight out? The way we set it up is, you're under the gun. Somebody asked you. So why is the psak, like Rav Shem, why does Rav Shem Zalman Paskin, that you're allowed to say a straight up lie? So it seems like Rav Shem Zalman would set up the three Gemaras as follows. The Gemara in Yevamos, we said, has two ways to learn. You can learn like the Das Sakenim, that Sarah, in fact, said she's also too old, and God left out. And she said, I'm too old, and Avram's too old, and God just left out that she said, Avram's too old. Or you could learn Hashem lied straight out. Sarah never said she's too old. She said, I was too old, but now I'm young again. So for me, it's not a problem. The problem's with him. So according to that, you're allowed to lie straight out for the sake of peace. And then according to that, in Bav Metzia, it's very good. You're allowed to lie straight out for the sake of peace. So why in Ksubis are you not allowed to lie for the sake of peace straight out? Why do the Achrayim say, Kale Noev Achasuda is only permitted because it's, you could interpret it as Noev Bimaseha and Noev Bine Achasan. So I want to say the following Chiddush. I think this is MS. More correctly, it's MS. You ready for this? Tosfos in Ksubis has the following question. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to lie and praise the Kala. Why does Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to lie and praise the Kala? Would Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to lie l'man HaShalom? Would Beis Shammai argue on the Gemara Nivamis? Would Beis Shammai argue on the Gemara Bava Metzia that there are three things that rabbis, chachamim, are allowed to lie about? I mean, we know there's a principle in Shas, Mutar L'Shanes L'man HaShalom. Why does Beis Shammai say, you're not allowed to say, Kale No V'Chasuda, you have to say, Kale M'chu Eres Unevala, right? At the Chasna of Beis Shammai, they would say, Kale M'chu Eres, Kale M'chu Eres. How do you say ugly in Hebrew? Minuvel, right? According to Beis Shammai, that would have been some Simchas Chasan V'Kala. My goodness. But according to Beis Shammai, you know how to say Kala Nevechasuda. Why not? Aren't you allowed to lie for the sake of peace? Listen to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Avada, you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace. And if somebody asks you, do you know a Masechta? You're allowed to say no. And to avoid fight, you could lie. But now the shaila is, the chachamim are looking to be misakein, an official nusach, to say at every chasana. A part of like, it's like a matbea, shatavu by chachamim. The rabbis would never formulate a nusach that's sheker. That's the shita Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai agrees to Yevamos, mutar l'shanes l'man HaShalom. Beis Shammai agrees to Bamatzia, three things the Chachamim could lie about. But Beis Shammai would say the Rabbanan would never be misaking a Lashon that is a Sheker. So I would say as follows. Beis Hillel also agrees to that. But to an extent. Really, in general, maybe Beis Hillel holds you'll add a lie straight out for the sake of peace. But the Chachamim would never enact by every chasana to say a straight out lie, and therefore they only enact it to say like a white lie, that could be interpreted Noah b'maseha or Noah b'enei achasan. Or I thought of another one possibility, and that is the opposite of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner says that when a person is being confronted, there's more of a heter to say something which is sheker. So we could say on the flip side, the more one is initiating in a situation where there's no necessity to say anything, that is much more severe. Namely, in Bav Metzia, again, you're just wiggling out of the pressure you're under. In Yevamis, there's a difficult situation you're in. The brothers are worried about Yosef's animosity. Shmuel is worried about Shaul killing him. So under those circumstances, you could lie straight out. But when you go to a chasana, if the kala is ugly, no, you don't have to say anything. Who asks you to say anything? Did anybody solicit your opinion as to how the kala looks? So say, you're Baruch Hashem, you're so lucky to get married, such a wonderful mishpacha, what a wonderful kala. Nobody asked you to comment on how the kala looks. So that's the opposite of wiggling out of a tough situation. Don't comment. Nobody asked you. Oh, you're going out of your way to initiate a comment? You better make sure, according to Beis Shammai, you can't say anything which is sheker, and according to Beis Hillel, you cannot say overt sheker. Okay, my rabbi said, so these are some of the svaras here in the sugya in Yevamis, Motu Hashanah Sman HaShalom, based on two pieces in the Aruch Laner, and how to reconcile it with the Gemara in Ksubis and the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Okay, wishing everyone an amazing day, and Bezus Hashem, tomorrow night, we begin the new Perek Amon HaLekoyen Gadol. And you're welcome to please join us tomorrow night, 9:15. Wishing everyone bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.